World of Israel.
Yeah, but world doesn't mean what you want
it to be. You keep saying world doesn't mean what you want it to be.
Because Luke 2:1.
No. You can't punt back to John 2:1.
No, it's not what
I
want.
Yes, I am looking at what the Bible says. We have to look at the immediate context.
Luke 2:1, where Caesar attacks. Well, you can check a Bible dictionary then. If you go to Luke 2:1, then you click a Bible dictionary. Look, Luke, all the world should be taxed. So I'm going to click the word world, and it's G, which is a Greek word, 3625. And I go to Thea, and we have the inhabited world. The portion of the earth inhabited by the Greeks, in distinction from the lands of the barbarians. Oh, so we already see that to the Greeks, the world didn't mean the whole planet and all the people on it. It actually meant the inhabited world. What's the inhabited world? It's the
world.
So
why aren't you clicking
the
definition for the world used world when God says, go and preach the gospel to all creation? Why are you clicking that definition?
Why is Caesar's definition of world more important than God's use of the term?
Because you're clicking on the wrong word. Why aren't you using